All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's very special guest, Jerry McWhorter. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be on your show. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Yeah, yeah, very, very much so. I've been listening to your brand new album, Strangers Blues. I'm a huge fan of the blues, and I love, you know, I love the different ways that people can make it their own. You know, a lot of times when people are snooty and snobby and they say the blues, it just sound, it all, you know, it always sounds the same or it's boring or whatever. I don't find that at all. I mean,
absolutely, you're speaking my language.
So many colors, you know, that you can add to that, to that one form of music to literally last a lifetime.
Yeah, there's so many genres. Blues is a big word, and I think most of the time people think of bad garage rock,
mm-hmm,
or bad blues bar music. But blues is a big, beautiful word, and there's all styles of music in it.
Now, what's your favorite? What attracted you to that type of music?
Well, if I'm really going to talk about the origin, I think I became acquainted with the blues through the Grateful Dead, believe it or not.
Wow, okay.
I followed the Dead concert from Southern California, and I saw them play a lot in Ventura, which happened the town where I live now, and I didn't live when I was a kid. I used to drive up there and see the shows at the Ventura Fairgrounds every year. And I mean, I didn't venture too far out of my area, but I still saw them probably, you know, five to six times a year, and listened to the records and was a fan. And I think I got acquainted with blues music through the Dead, and then of course through some of the old Rolling Stone tracks,
sure,
stuff from their early records, and that's where it started. And of course, that leads you back to the roots, and you start listening to the real stuff and getting the bug of that authenticity.
There's nothing quite like that feeling. I did the same thing when I was in high school. I was listening to, you know, the Grateful Dead was very present in my circle of friends, but you know, Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, they were all staples of what we were listening to every day. Hell, George Thorogood, you know, bands like that. And then,
yeah, I love George Thorogood.
Me too, absolutely love him. And then I got to a point where you start reading interviews with Keith Richards, and he's talking about these different guys who I never really heard of, or I heard of, but never had any of their records. And then when you start going back to the source, my God, the world just completely opens up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but like, again, we're just talking about, we can talk about every different genre of blues music. You know, Hot Rue, that band, my band has got more of a Cajun kind of slant on,
mm-hmm,
and then Zydeco, which are there's a really kind of different genres, but Clifton Chenier was a Zydeco accordion blues band, you know, playing accordion. And Lightning Hopkins, of course, out of Texas, was an acoustic country, what they called country blues guys. And there was white guys, country blues guys, that, you know, and then of course the traditional, you know, Son House, and it's all over the range of music is where blues music, big band blues music, small combo blues music, all beautiful stuff.
It really is, and it's unfortunate for a fan when it kind of comes in and out of style sometimes, or in and out of fashion, when really, even if it's not popular, or even if it's not what you're hearing on the radio, the influences that come from that can be heard, but you just don't always point it back to where it started.
Right. Well, if you speak historically, that's what Willie Dixon said, is the blues are the roots and everything else is the fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's Americana, too.
Absolutely.
I love that end of it, too. You know, I play blues music live, and there's a lot of people you run into that are not blues fans. They, if you ask them if they like blues, they say no. They think they hardly know what it is. They think it's boring and stuff.
Yeah.
But boy, they're tapping their foot and they're singing along to lyrics that they just heard, you know, 9 seconds ago. And they have a great time and think, oh, you guys are great. You know, and they don't realize they've been listening to blues music for the last hour. So, yep.
Well, tell me about your childhood. You grew up in California? Is that where you're from originally?
Yeah, I grew up in La Crescenta, California.
Oh, all right.